In the meantime, Dorian and Mansur were searching Sir Guy's great cabin next door. Ruby Cornish had handed over the key to them. "I have removed nothing," he told them. They found him as good as his word. Dorian took custody of the Arcturus's logbooks and all her other papers. In the locked drawers of Guy's desk they found his private papers and his journals. "These will afford us much valuable evidence about my brother's activities," Dorian said with grim satisfaction, "and of his dealings with Zayn al-Din and the East India Company." Then they went back on deck and broke open the seals on the hatches of the main hold. They lifted off the covers and went down into it. They found it filled with great quantities of muskets, swords, and lance heads, new and unused, still packed in the manufacturer's grease. There was also powder and shot by the ton, 20 light field artillery pieces, and much other military stores. "Enough to start a war or a revolution," Dorian remarked dryly. "Which is Uncle Guy's purpose," Mansur agreed. Much of this had been damaged by seawater. It was a lengthy business to clear the hold of this cargo, but at last they were down to the deck timbers, and there was no trace of the gold Verity had promised them. Trees.